This weekend, a landmark summit between India and Pakistan. Pak ruler General Pervez Musharraf has arrived in India for talks that many hope will help diffuse tension between the two nuclear powers. On Sunday, he and India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee are holding talks in the city of Agra. The disputed region of Kashmir will likely be the focus of those talks. Already today, there are reports of military skirmishes over Kashmir's ceasefire line and separatist violence that includes some reported deaths. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in New Delhi.
The last summit between India and Pakistan was more than 2 years ago, when India's Prime Minister Vajpayee traveled by bus across the border to the Pakistani city of Lahore to meet then Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. But the goodwill generated at that summit evaporated quickly. Just a few months later, India and Pakistan appeared to be on the brink of yet another full-scale war when Islamic militants backed by Pakistani troops occupied Indian positions in the Kargil region of Jammu and Kashmir. General Musharraf is widely seen here as the architect of that incursion. Now he is Pakistan's leader, having deposed Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif in a bloodless coup in October 1999. India says Musharraf's government continues to arm and train Kashmiri militants opposed to Indian rule in the disputed territory. Pakistan denies the Indian claim and insists it offers only moral support to the militants. In this context, says political analyst Kanti Bajpayee of Jawaharlal Nehru University in New Delhi, Vajpayee's invitation and Musharraf's acceptance is an unexpected and welcome development.
Who would have said 3 months ago that there would be a summit between these two? The Indian government's formal stand at that point was still that as long as Islamabad continued to aid the militancy, we would not, that is, India would not talk to Pakistan. The Indian government has made a fairly dramatic departure from a public position.
Rifat Hussain, chairman of the Department of Defense and Strategic Studies at Qadiazm University in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, agrees.
Now that this meeting point sort of has been found, I think you have got this historic opportunity, this rare moment. Make something of this.
Whether they can make something of it depends in part on how each side deals with the contentious issue of Kashmir. Musharraf has repeatedly called Kashmir's sovereignty the core issue. Indian officials have said Kashmir is but one of many issues it hopes to put on the table, and that Kashmir is and will remain a part of India. Analyst Kanti Bajpayee expects some give and take.
Musharraf definitely needs to be able to say that he discussed Kashmir pretty thoroughly with Vajpayee. The Indians need to be able to say that other issues also were discussed. We may not get a breakthrough agreement on all of these, but I think we'll get an understanding that they will be discussed, and you know, and I think we may even get some small, real kind of material changes on those issues.
For both leaders, the stakes are high. India's Prime Minister Vajpayee is in poor health, near the end of his political career, and, says Brahma Chalani of New Delhi's Center for Policy Research, eager to leave his mark.
He's racing against time to build a positive legacy in the foreign policy field, and he thinks that if he can bring peace on the subcontinent, he would have earned a special place in history.
Pakistan's General Musharraf, who overthrew a democratically elected, if deeply corrupt, government, needs to prove he can be a statesman as well as a military man to silence critics both at home and abroad. But Rifat Hussain of Islamabad's Qadiazm University says Musharraf may be in a better position than his civilian predecessors to get an agreement and sell it at home. What happened after the last summit in Lahore, Rifat Hussain says, offers a good example why.
One reason why Lahore did not deliver was because the military was never taken into confidence. And one reason why Benazir Bhutto's summit-level diplomacy with her Indian counterpart, late Rajiv Gandhi, failed was because the military was not on board. Military cuts a deal, and then Musharraf goes back and, you know, says that this is the best that we got and we have to live with it. I think not many people will object to that.
Formal talks between the two leaders begin in Agra tomorrow. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.